Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a deeply concerning report titled America's Data Agencies, Sounding the Alarm on a Deepening Crisis.
Thanks for having me. This report sounds serious. It paints a picture of our nation's key data agencies struggling to perform their most fundamental duties, signaling a crisis that needs immediate intervention.
Absolutely. Historically, these agencies have been bastions of objective truth, providing essential metrics for everything from economic forecasting to public health. They've been the quiet, steady hands providing the raw material for our collective understanding of the nation.
But the report suggests something has shifted. The emphasis on the need for help implies a struggle beyond mere budget constraints. It hints at an erosion of operational capacity and, perhaps more critically, a perceived compromise of their independence.
And the fact that this plea comes from top statistics experts lends it undeniable gravitas. These aren't external critics, they are the custodians of the discipline, sounding the alarm from within. The crisis, as they articulate it, is a present reality that has reached a tipping point.
The core issue, therefore, transcends day-to-day operations. It strikes at the very heart of public confidence in the information that shapes our lives. It's about the fundamental trust we place in these institutions.
The report's direct call for assistance, specifically naming the Trump administration and Congress, is a significant indicator of where the authors believe the leverage for change lies. This isn't a passive observation, it's an active plea for intervention from the highest echelons of government.
The inclusion of both the executive and legislative branches underscores the systemic nature of the problem and the necessity for a bipartisan, multi-pronged solution. It strongly implies that the current political climate has exacerbated these challenges.
When we talk about basic duties being hampered, we're likely referring to the core functions of data collection, rigorous analysis, and timely, transparent dissemination of findings. The report likely lays out a detailed blueprint for how these administrations and Congress can provide the necessary support.
This could involve legislative protections to shield agencies from political interference, ensuring stable and adequate funding streams, or implementing more rigorous processes for appointing qualified leadership. It's a comprehensive approach.
It's worth drawing a comparison here. History offers examples of administrations that have championed and those that have undermined statistical agencies. The current report seems to suggest a departure from a supportive stance.
What makes this call to action potent is its framing. It appears to be less a request for mere additional resources and more a demand for a fundamental shift in approach, a renewed respect for the integrity and independence of these institutions.
The report's structure, by identifying a crisis and then calling for specific governmental action, suggests a belief that this situation is not intractable. It's a solvable problem, but one that requires genuine political will and a commitment to upholding evidence-based governance.
And the ultimate goal articulated is to restore public confidence. This phrase itself is a powerful admission that such confidence has been eroded, a critical symptom of the crisis at hand. Why is this so paramount?
Consider the ripple effects. If citizens doubt inflation figures, how can they make sound personal financial plans? If unemployment statistics are questioned, how does that impact our understanding of economic health and policy responses?
In public health, the consequences are even more immediate and potentially devastating. Decisions about resource allocation, preventative measures, and even individual health choices hinge on the reliability of reported data. When trust falters, critical societal functions begin to break down.
Think of it like building a house on a foundation of sand. You can construct the most beautiful structure, but if the base is unstable, the entire edifice is destined to crumble. The deepening crisis is the tangible manifestation of this erosion of trust.
The report's authors, as leading statisticians, understand the profound implications. They see how the devaluation of data leads to skepticism, cynicism, and ultimately, a paralysis of effective decision-making. This isn't just a problem for statisticians, it's a societal wound.
Now, let's delve deeper into what this deepening crisis actually looks like on the ground. What are the observable symptoms that signal these vital agencies are struggling? We might see reports being delayed, their release hampered by internal or external pressures.
Methodologies, once considered sacrosanct, could come under unwarranted scrutiny or be subtly altered to fit particular narratives. Findings might be selectively highlighted or downplayed, not based on statistical significance, but on political expediency.
And perhaps most tellingly, we could witness a concerning attrition of skilled staff, as dedicated professionals burn out under the strain or seek environments where their expertise is valued and protected. That's a major red flag.
The report likely pinpoints specific pressures or interferences contributing to these symptoms. These could range from overt political directives that question or dictate findings, to more insidious forms of influence that subtly steer research or data presentation.
Underlying these visible manifestations are likely deeper, systemic causes. Underfunding, for instance, can cripple an agency's ability to maintain modern infrastructure, attract top talent, and conduct comprehensive data collection. That's a persistent issue.
The politicization of appointments, where leadership positions are filled based on loyalty rather than expertise, can compromise the integrity of the entire organization. And a lack of guaranteed scientific independence leaves agencies vulnerable to external pressures.
Let's not forget the human element. Staff burnout, driven by excessive workloads and a perceived lack of respect for their work, can decimate institutional knowledge and capacity. That's a critical loss.
To gain perspective, it's useful to draw a comparison with international counterparts. How do other developed nations ensure the independence and robustness of their statistical agencies? Are there models of governance or funding structures that the US could emulate?
The long-term cost of neglecting these vital national assets is immense. It's not just about delayed data, it's about the degradation of our capacity for evidence-based policy, our ability to respond effectively to national challenges, and ultimately, the health of our democracy.
The crisis, as diagnosed by these experts, is likely multifaceted, requiring a comprehensive, holistic approach rather than a series of isolated, piecemeal fixes. The true value of the report lies in diagnosing the root causes that necessitate fundamental structural changes.
So, what is the path forward? A report of this nature, issued by such credible sources, wouldn't be complete without actionable recommendations. The crucial element here is the how.
What specific, concrete steps can the Trump administration and Congress take to begin rebuilding these essential institutions? We can anticipate recommendations focused on bolstering legislative guarantees of independence, shielding agencies from undue political influence by statute.
Increased and stable funding, perhaps through multi-year appropriations, would be a logical recommendation to allow for strategic planning and investment in infrastructure and personnel. Modernizing technological infrastructure is also likely to be a key point.
Furthermore, the report might advocate for bipartisan oversight mechanisms, creating a framework where both major political parties have a vested interest in protecting the integrity of statistical agencies, thereby reducing the potential for partisan attacks.
Public outreach campaigns designed to educate the citizenry about the importance of data integrity and the methodologies used by these agencies could also be proposed, helping to rebuild trust from the ground up. That's essential.
Drawing on global best practices, the experts may highlight successful models from other countries where statistical agency independence is a deeply ingrained principle. Learning from others is key.
The overarching insight here is that rebuilding trust is not a short-term project. It requires sustained commitment, a willingness to prioritize long-term institutional health over short-term political gains, and a consistent adherence to principles of scientific integrity.
The report, in essence, serves as a critical roadmap. It identifies the destination, restored public confidence and operational capacity, and outlines the route. However, the true test lies in the willingness of our leaders to embark on that journey.
The authors of the report are essentially saying that this isn't an unsolvable problem. It's a call to action, yes, but it's also a vote of confidence in the possibility of remediation. It's a powerful statement that these agencies are too vital to be allowed to wither.
The recommendations likely represent a distillation of decades of experience, not just in statistics, but in governance and institutional resilience. They are offering a blueprint for safeguarding the very mechanisms that allow a complex society to understand itself.
What makes this even more compelling is the implicit understanding that these agencies are not just neutral observers. They are active participants in the democratic process, albeit in a quiet, behind-the-scenes way. Their work informs public discourse and shapes legislative priorities.
When their capacity is diminished, or their independence questioned, it's not just a technical problem, it's a blow to the fundamental principles of transparency and accountability that underpin a healthy democracy. The report is about the health of our governance structures.
Consider the sheer complexity of the data these agencies are tasked with collecting and analyzing. The Census Bureau counting every single person in the U.S. every 10 years is a monumental undertaking, requiring intricate logistical planning and robust data management systems.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics, on the other hand, grapples with the ever-shifting landscape of employment, wages, and working conditions, providing metrics that inform everything from minimum wage debates to economic stimulus packages. Each agency has unique challenges.
But they all share a common reliance on sound methodology, adequate resources, and crucially, an environment free from undue political pressure. The crisis, as described, threatens to undermine all of these pillars.
Another angle worth exploring is the long-term impact of this erosion. It's not just about the current administration or Congress. The decisions made, or not made, today will have repercussions for years, even decades, to come.
If we fail to invest in and protect these agencies now, future generations will inherit a diminished capacity for informed decision-making. They will face complex challenges with a less reliable compass. The report's urgency is about ensuring a stable future.
It's about preserving the intellectual infrastructure that allows us to navigate uncertainty and to build a better society. The experts are not just raising an alarm, they are offering a lifeline, a chance to course-correct before the damage becomes irreparable.
The sustainability of our evidence-based policymaking framework is at stake. When the foundational data becomes unreliable or politicized, the entire edifice of informed governance begins to wobble. This has tangible consequences.
For instance, inaccurate inflation data could lead to misguided monetary policy, impacting savings, investments, and the cost of living for millions. Similarly, flawed employment figures can distort our understanding of economic recovery.
The report serves as a stark reminder that the work of statistical agencies is not a mere academic exercise, it is a critical component of national security and economic stability. The ability to accurately measure, analyze, and report is essential intelligence.
Allowing these capabilities to degrade is akin to flying blind into a storm. The authors understand this deeply, and their call to action is a plea to preserve the institutional memory, the technical expertise, and the scientific integrity built over generations.
We've discussed the symptoms and the path forward, but let's revisit the core goal, to restore public confidence. As we've said, this is paramount. If citizens doubt the accuracy of inflation figures, how can they make sound personal financial plans?
And if unemployment statistics are questioned, it impacts our understanding of economic health and policy responses. In public health, the consequences are even more immediate and potentially devastating, affecting resource allocation and individual choices.
When trust falters, these critical societal functions begin to break down. It's like that house on a foundation of sand. The entire structure is destined to crumble if the base is unstable. The deepening crisis is the tangible manifestation of this erosion of trust.
The report's authors see how the devaluation of data leads to skepticism, cynicism, and ultimately, a paralysis of effective decision-making. This isn't merely an issue for statisticians, it's a societal wound that needs conscious effort to heal.
The report's direct call for assistance to the Trump administration and Congress highlights where the leverage for change lies. This isn't passive observation, it's an active plea for intervention from the highest echelons of government, underscoring the systemic nature of the problem.
It strongly implies that the political climate has exacerbated these challenges. When basic duties are hampered, it points to core functions like data collection, analysis, and dissemination being compromised. The report likely offers a blueprint for support.
This support could involve legislative protections against political interference, ensuring stable funding streams, or implementing more rigorous processes for appointing qualified leadership. It's about rebuilding the perception of impartiality and scientific rigor.
The health of our statistical agencies is inextricably linked to the health of our democracy. They are the silent arbiters of objective reality, providing the essential metrics that allow us to understand ourselves and navigate complex challenges.
Allowing their capacity to degrade or their independence to be compromised is a direct threat to our ability to make sound decisions, foster public trust, and ensure a stable, prosperous future. This report is a clarion call to action.
It urges us to invest in and protect these indispensable institutions before the damage becomes irreparable. The path forward demands sustained commitment, political will, and a collective recognition that reliable data is not a luxury, but a necessity for a functioning society.
So, to summarize, the report diagnoses a deepening crisis in America's data agencies, characterized by compromised independence and operational strain, leading to eroded public confidence. It explicitly calls for intervention from the Trump administration and Congress.
Key factors include data agency independence, operational capacity, public confidence, governmental support, and the long-term implications of neglect. The strengths lie in their historical role as bastions of objective truth and deep expertise.
Conversely, the challenges are the perceived compromise of independence, underfunding, politicization of appointments, staff burnout, and outdated infrastructure. Insights highlight the critical need for unbiased data and the foundational role these agencies play.
The report stresses that restoring public confidence is the ultimate goal, recognizing that trust in data is paramount for informed decision-making across all sectors of society. The interconnectedness of data integrity and democracy cannot be overstated.
The long-term repercussions of neglect are severe, potentially diminishing our capacity for evidence-based policymaking for future generations and weakening national security and economic stability. This is why bipartisan action is so crucial.
In conclusion, the report is a vital diagnosis and a warning about the foundational pillars of our society. The symptoms are clear, the root causes identified, and the call for governmental action is urgent. It's a roadmap for restoring data integrity.
Ultimately, the health of our statistical agencies is inextricably linked to the health of our democracy. Protecting them requires sustained commitment, political will, and a collective recognition that reliable data is a necessity, not a luxury. Thanks for joining us today.
Indeed. A critical issue that demands our attention. Thanks for having me.